and only what we invent ourselves is good, while what we invent for others sooner or later will oppress them. And in a rich country, a poor man is very rich, and a rich man very poor. And the further we go from our nature, the weaker and generally less sustainable will be the result we try to achieve. And there may be different local rules, yet generally rules are used by conformists to hinder the evolution of life. And in ascending our power status, the biggest pleasure is seeing our political opponents descending it. And there is nothing more difficult yet noble than trying to reconnect to our human nature, and yet there is nothing more villain and easy to try to lack respect to it. And lastly, humanism is becoming a place of opportunities to find truth lost in the name of politics. And it is in a slow seconding of human nature that we can teach it to be autonomous even from the strongest of social dependencies. And the more we try to grow locally, the more there is decadence in another space, and the more we try to grow globally, the more there will be decadence in another time. And if the founder of an old ideology would be born after his death, he would certainly feel the need of founding a new ideology. And no matter all the efforts to impose diversity, the race that has to dominate dominates, and within it, its powerful class. And the generative process of life will come to an halt as soon as a full understanding of it will be attempted. It is by extending our humanity to our social institutions that seeing them malfunction, we also come to malfunction. And if only we are to follow our natural intuition, we can in fact undertake a most original journey. And essentially, to keep up with the beautiful things, we ought to maintain also the ugly ones. And it is a simple variation in the way we are naturally exposed that may completely alter our human disposition. And we too often seem to forget that the victims are not only the victims, but also those who were forced to make them so. And in truth, the only truth that we will find is that we shouldn't have investigated truth in the first place. And the more surgical we are in our professions, the more life is torn apart into organs without a paste. And we seek to launch ourselves in the world beyond us, as we haven't learned to dive in the world within us. And the human impulse is always that of unifying or dividing, but never anything in between. And after building the perfect system, what it is left is try to escape it. And if laws were indeed made to shape humans to be honest, the main target would be to diminish any rise of luxury. And one thing we can rest assured is that decaying society will never need the prophetic work of a poet. And classification is a commodity imposed by the upper class that hinders to appreciate the true quality of the lower class, and vice versa. And paradoxically, in order to become truly prophetic, we ought to remember to be fully forgotten. And the most kitsch of us ought to understand that no consistent beauty can be achieved without a persistent ugliness. And we thought of changing the course of nature, but only accelerated it, and now have to repair by decelerating. And only by witnessing a natural growth we enhance, we can truly feel our hearts and tired to be exposed and unwilling to wait for a tree to shelter us, we prefer the deadly shadow of the institutional pyramids. While respecting the effort to keep human, we ought to strongly criticize the effortless effort to become automated. And to enable ourselves as humans, we ought to disable ourselves from a society, disabling the all of its members for any individual disability. And paradoxically, the becoming can be better understood if we accept the idea that everything is just a repetition of the same old plot. It is to feel the waiting for a society that never opens its door that we conceive a plan to agitate it. It is who conceive an ideology who should carry it out as an example without imposing it onto others. And it is technology that enables us to see our exterior differences, and therefore is mandatory to use it to see our interior communalities. And on our meaningless monumentality, new monuments are added to make them more meaningful until everything collapses. And it is certainly not worth in the end to obsess about something that is just a construction imposed by others. And the most vain artistic trick is not to be explicit with anything so as to provide material for eternal speculation. And all the extraordinary energy we get, it's all coming from our living away from any form of conformism. And the more the media progresses, the more it enables each and everyone to promote themselves and fight with one another. And the culture we have been exposed to does not matter. What matters is the nature we expose ourselves to. And the more we have a soul, the more we are mortal, and the more we try to become immortal, the more we lack soul. And as we must adopt a ready-made framework, our only hope is to learn several so as to save ourselves in comparison. And to overcome our existential dissatisfaction, we should stop applying all these many surrogates, but simply apply ourselves to our existence. And the rise of a national identity marks the crisis of our natural identities. And of the many lives science is able to save in the present, exponentially more will die in the future. And the more a society recognizes the rise of cultural manifestations, the more they turn professional and the less of a soul they maintain. And as a new culture abolishes old culture, society, like a tree, is doomed to grow without roots and fall. And anything else we shall not want, as it would hinder what we should really want, and that is access to our divine nature. like the sun shining over the ice, it is not an extreme, but the combination of extremes that elevates us the most. And no matter how much we succeed in procrastinating our death at the expense of others, death is behind the corner for everyone. And it is the struggle to be excluded from any automating framework that gives our human authenticity. And only a few human brains are able to be sponges that keep on absorbing, yet also with the capacity of crystallizing. And literally we ought to create a heavy mass around us in order to keep on the social position we have clinched on. And diverse is who retains diversity and not who makes the difference. And while if enforced is decoration, attempting to be pure, an essential aesthetic will spontaneously emerge. And what we consider colonial is in fact what may break barriers rather than making them. And given the society became aware that everyone ought to be included in order to function, in order to criticize its automation, we ought to self-exclude ourselves. And we are either artists exposed to the struggle of life or feeble critics under whatever institutional framework.